This is Akashvani, the news read by Nabanita Adhikari. The 8th India-Indonesia Joint Commission meeting was held in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Indonesian counterpart Sugiono co-chaired the meeting. During the meeting, they reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relations under a comprehensive strategic partnership. Both sides discussed ways to further strengthen cooperation in a wide range of areas, including political affairs, defence and security, maritime cooperation, trade and investment, pharmaceuticals and healthcare, digital technology, energy, connectivity, space, education, consular matters, culture and people-to-people exchanges. Dr. Jaishankar and Sugiono welcomed the growing momentum in bilateral ties and agreed to hold the next Joint Commission meeting at a mutually convenient date in the near future. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said the Narendra Modi government has transformed India in the past 12 years into an aspirational nation driven by opportunity, innovation and self-belief. Speaking to media, Dr. Singh said governance reforms, technological democratization and citizen-centric policies have fundamentally changed the way people of the country view their future prospects. He said India's space economy, currently valued at nearly $9 billion, is expected to grow to about $45 billion over the next 7 to 8 years. West Bengal Women and Child Development and Social Welfare Minister Agnimitra Paul today chaired a high-level administrative review meeting at Siliguri. Discussions focused on municipal affairs, women and child development, social welfare, disaster management, sanitation, drainage, waste management, traffic regulation and the implementation of various government schemes. Later addressing the media, Ms. Paul said Darjeeling, Mirik, Karsiang, Kalimpong and Siliguri will soon be developed as 5 Himalayan cities. She said strict measures will be taken to improve urban infrastructure and cleanliness. West Bengal is set to become the 36th state to implement Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, which is the world's largest publicly funded health assurance scheme. National Health Authority and Government of West Bengal will sign a Memorandum of Understanding tomorrow for the implementation of Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana in the state. The MOU will be signed in New Delhi in the presence of Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare, J.P. Nadda, and West Bengal Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari. Today is the last day to submit applications for verification of issues observed and re-evaluation of answers on the post-result services portal for Class 12th examination. In a social media post, the Central Board of Secondary Education said that the portal will remain open until midnight. It asked the students to complete and submit their applications before the deadline. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Major Abhilasha Barak on being conferred the UN Military Gender Advocate of the Year Award. In a social media post, he said, "The honour recognises Major Barak's exemplary service and India's long-standing contribution to United Nations peacekeeping efforts." Mr. Modi said her achievement is an inspiration to countless young Indians, especially the nation's daughters, who aspire to serve the country and humanity. Major Barak is currently serving with the UN peacekeeping mission in Lebanon as an engagement team commander and gender focal point. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung has nominated Han Seong-suk, the current minister for small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, as the country's next prime minister. Announcing the nomination, Presidential Chief of Staff Kang Hoon-sik praised Han's extensive experience in the technology sector, saying she is well-placed to lead South Korea's transition into the artificial intelligence era and to drive inclusive economic growth. If approved by the National Assembly, Han would welcome the first female prime minister under the Lee administration and only the second woman to hold the post in South Korea's history. Indian wrestlers continued their impressive run at Ulaanbaatar Open in Mongolia today, winning 2 gold and 2 bronze medals in the men's freestyle category. Deepak clinched the gold medal in the 61 kg category, defeating Kazakhstan's Esil Atkaya 6-0 in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.